Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Several people sent me a story involving a pickle. And I was going to do the story, had full intention of doing the story. And then this morning, Kim sent it to me with a note and said, not a big deal, but assault by pickle. Kim, this is a big deal. So as reported in the Bennington Banner, which is the local newspaper near Pownal, and I could be mispronouncing the name, and I apologize if I am, but P-O-W-N-A-L, Pownal. Plate counter pelted with pickle in Pownal, which some TV people like to do the alliteration thing. A pickle was apparently used in an assault at the Vermont, Massachusetts state line in Pownal on Monday. Vermont State Police charged Christopher Hermansdorfer with assault after he reportedly threw an object out of a moving vehicle which hit a state employee working by the roadside. Now, Hermansdorfer is 34 years old, so he should know better than to throw things from a moving vehicle. And what he threw was apparently a pickle. The object was later determined to be a large pickle, according to the state police, who presumably brought in a pickle expert and determined that the pickle was, in fact, large. The pickle struck Carl Hoffman, no relation to Hermansdorfer, of the Agency of Transportation, and it caused him pain. We're talking pickle pain, my friends. So Trooper Raymond Witkowski said in the release that the cause of him being in pain was being hit by the pickle. And of course, anytime you cause someone else pain, physical pain, you run afoul of the law. So Hoffman did not suffer any permanent injuries, but Witkowski told the Banner his shoes got splattered with pickle juice. When police later spoke to Hermansdorfer, he couldn't explain why he threw the pickle at Hoffman. There's also no indication that the two men knew each other or that the incident was connected to any dispute of any sort. May I speculate? That perhaps the pickle was pitched due to just a typical type of frustration many people have with construction. So road workers, signs, bright orange, maybe telling people to slow down. I've heard from construction workers, especially on road work, that they routinely get stuff thrown at them, whether it's physical things or insults being hurled at them. This man, of course, decided to hurl a pickle. Hoffman, part of a crew monitoring the entry of out-of-state cars into Vermont, wasn't on duty, and colleagues said he'd taken the day off. We do not know if his day off was precipitated by the pitched pickle previously. We do not know that. State police and troopers were dispatched to the border crossing along Route 7 shortly before 6 p.m. Monday when they received a report that a V-Trans employee on site had been assaulted. The site supervisor provided a description of the suspect and the vehicle he was riding in, which troopers credited for helping them find Hermansdorfer, who is a resident of Williamstown, Massachusetts. Officers from Williamstown also assisted. Trooper Witkowski said, "This is definitely a first for me, and none of my colleagues can recall anything like this happening before. So this is a premier incident." Hermansdorfer is scheduled to appear in Bennington Superior Criminal Court on July 20th, to answer to the charge. V-Trans told the Banner that its employees in the field hear profanities or see obscene gestures from passersby now and then. You never know what kind of mood a motorist is in, said Rob Failey, the agency's Southwest Region District Admin, a straight whore. But getting objects thrown at employees is rare, he said, adding this is the first time in his 19 years the agency has heard of an employee being struck by an object thrown by a motorist. I'm surprised, because I've spoken to people who say, yeah, people throw stuff all the time, but maybe just talking about, you know, stuff being tossed at the window as opposed to being thrown at them. State police spokesperson Adam Silverman said V-Trans employees have gotten hit by motorists, which is, of course, getting hit by the car, which is much worse, and they've had many close calls, but getting struck by a pickle, he said, was certainly unusual. V-Trans has posted employees at several state border crossings during the coronavirus pandemic to monitor the number of Vermont and out-of-state vehicles that enter and leave Vermont. And, of course, they're watching for out-of-state plates, which brings us back to the the headline that the plate counter was pelted with a pickle and pownel. And you might wonder about this. And of course, that inclusion of the pickle in the story makes it sound comical. But, you know, people often ask me, they say, Steve, you know, when you tell us a funny story like that, be sure to include the moral at the end to explain to us why a lawyer is talking about this, other than just the fact it's an amusing story. And of course, in our society, there are people. I'm a people. You're a people. Everybody's a people, okay? So all these people in our society, we have to interact with one another from time to time. Now, there are some people who live out in the woods in a Unabomber-style shack. They don't interact with that many people, just working on their manifestos and whatnot. But for the most part, we have rules on how we interact with one another when we come into contact with other people. And so if I encounter you, okay, you're right there, I'm right here, okay? And we're talking, we're communicating, or we're simply just enjoying each other's company in silence, right? That's fine. But it turns out that in the long history of mankind, going back, oh, a couple thousand years, we've discovered that occasionally people can do rude things to each other. And people say inappropriate things. They call people names. They ask rude questions. And people talk. And we've talked before about slander, where if somebody says something about you that's false and it hurts you. That's one kind of wrong that we actually have laws that address. That's more of a civil thing than a criminal thing, but that's not what we're talking about today. But bigger issue is this. If I physically contact you, I touch you, I hit you, I grab you, I slap you, I touch you or contact you in some way, okay? There is a distinction between us being apart and us making contact. And as a society, our laws going way back to the common law, to England, long time ago, they've recognized that it's one thing for me to stand here and look at you. It's one thing for me to stand here and talk to you. The second I touch you, I have crossed a line. Now, if I reach out my hand to shake hands with you and you reach out and we shake hands, that would be a consensual touching. We have agreed to, obviously, shake hands. I've offered you my hand. You've taken my hand. You've shaken it in friendship. Okay? And that goes a long way back as well. That's a consensual touching. There are other forms of consensual touching. You've seen the Europeans. They greet each other. They lean forward and they kiss on the cheeks. Again, presumably consensual. Both people lean in. They do it. But let's suppose I take my hand and I smack you across the face. That would be a slap. That would be an unconsented touching. I touched you without your consent. And in our society, we call that, generally speaking, a battery. A battery. And it comes from the root batter, to batter something, or to bat, I guess, at something. Probably comes from the Latin, but I wouldn't know about that. And so don't think of car battery. Think of something being battered. So I whacked you with my hand. I slapped you. That's a battery. And a battery, generally speaking, is an unconsented touching. I touched you without your permission. So in our society, we have deemed that as against the law. And different states will call it different things. The penalties vary, but it's almost always going to be tied to how much harm you did. So if I walked up and went bink on your forehead with my finger, bink, that would be a battery. Technically, I touched you without your permission. And you may have been annoyed by it. But the question is, were you harmed by it? And so, theoretically, you could call the police and go, hey, the guy binked me on the forehead. The cops are probably going to go, did it hurt? Why are you calling us? We've got more important stuff to do. But technically speaking, that would be considered a battery in the common law parlance. Pickles. So, an assault, people ask about. An assault is a threatened battery where I threaten to touch you or to hurt you or to harm you, which usually involves physical contact. And I do it in a way that it makes it seem imminent. So if I'm standing across the yard and I yell to you, hey, I'm going to punch you, and I turn and I walk away, that's not an assault because there's no apparent ability for me to punch you from 100 feet away. But if I walk up to you and I go like this, and I make a fist and I make a motion towards you, and you think you're about to get hit, but you don't get hit, that technically speaking could be considered an assault because I threatened to touch you with the apparent ability to touch you, and I didn't touch you. But the fact is that I threatened you with it, and the threat was imminent. And so that's how, for instance, you often hear about somebody who pulls out a weapon. This is not necessarily a weapon. I actually use this as a letter opener, but this is my Rapala knife from Finland. I keep it on my desk because it comforts me. It also opens my mail. But that's how somebody who comes up and threatens you with a weapon can be charged with assault. They didn't actually attack you, but they threatened to, and they had the apparent ability to. So that's assault. And so then what some jurisdictions do is they will then couple the two, where if I threaten to hit you and I do hit you, assault and battery. But I'm purposely being vague on these because there's 50 states in America, and each and every one of them has slightly different definitions on all of this. So when you go to law school, they teach you the common law definitions, and you often learn what the definitions are in your state, but you understand that it changes from state to state. Some places have simple assault, some places have aggravated assault, and all depends. But generally speaking, if you said, Steve, what should I take away from this? Don't touch people who don't want to be touched. And presume that people you don't know don't want to be touched. Okay? That's the general presumption. So, you know, when you hear about somebody who's, you know, a back slapper, they walk around and slapping everybody in the back, they're annoying. They're probably not breaking the law in the sense that they'll probably never get charged with it, but they probably are assaulting and battering people all the time. And I've known people who were too touchy-feely. Get away from me. Stop touching me, you know? But again, the fact that this guy's driving down the road and he wings a pickle out the window, a large pickle, and it hits somebody. He just offensively touched somebody. He touched them without their consent. And again, it doesn't have to be physical. My body touches you. If I were to take a baseball bat and hit you, I'm touching you. I'm touching you with a baseball bat. So when I wing the pickle out the window, the pickle was a projectile. So you have a projectile pickle launched out the window. And it hits the guy. That is an offensive touching. It becomes a battery. Or again, assault, depending on how it's defined in that state. So that's what's going on there. So Kim, never underestimate the power of the pickle, who said, not a big deal, but assault by pickle. Now, trust me, assault by pickle is a big deal, at least in my mind. There you go. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a cash advance.